Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Bring on the weekend.
Podcasts.
Howdy. Hope you're right this afternoon. Right. I don't think I'm ever going to better that one. I really don't. How could I? The pitch was amazing. The music was brilliant.
Is this another attempt for that one to be your last one so you don't have to do it anymore? Which you kind of seem to be doing a lot week by week.
Yeah, they used to always go out on a high, I think. Tim in Southampton says, it sounds like you hurt yourself then, Scott. Are you all right, mate? Yeah, I just felt my voice actually finally broke halfway through it. That's all that happened. Brian in Alloa says, impressive, Mills. Very impressive in capitals. Graham in Essex. What's his name?
What, the man in Essex?
Yeah.
Big G, as his name.
Otherwise known as?
Graham.
Graham. He says, it's the best, the best Only Blue Friday ever. Lewis in Inverness, same. Andy in Chesterfield wasn't sure, so he's going to let the public decide and take it to deadlock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Scott. Right, so New Moon is out today. Loads of people going to the cinema to see it tonight. Let me know if you are one of them. 81199. And if you cannot get enough of Twilight, if you're a Twihard, then you can go to the movies blog at Radio 1 Online. There's so much on there. And you can also laugh at Grimmy when he interviews Arpat. Only Grimmy doesn't know that there's a camera filming him.
So how he missed that, I've no idea.
Yeah, it was just straight in his face, but he missed it completely. So you can see Arpat's looking all kind of like cool. He knows the camera's there. Grimmy's kind of like picking his nose, playing with his hair. It's quite funny. And don't forget, there is a Twilight special on Switch on Sunday night at 7, right after the chart show with Reg. All right? We need to get some Twilight names in our life. Me and Becky were just discussing this earlier.
Right.
I'm S. Mill.
Smill?
No, S. Mill, like Arpat.
Yeah.
You're B. Hucks.
Mm-hmm.
You're M. Chap. M. Cha.
Right.
He started off saying you were M. Chaps, and I was like, no, that's
wrong.
Really not. That's no. Really not right.
No, that doesn't really work.
C. Moy, that would be Chris Moyles.
Right.
Followed by F. Cox. F. Cot. F. Cot.
F. Cox?
That's, no, F. Cot.
S. Cox.
No. Yes, but no. F.
Yes,
Cot.
But no.
Fern right. Cotton.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I'm aware of that.
And my favourite, Greg James. GJ.
GJ.
Try it, it's fun. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's that, please?
Kirsty.
Kirsty, where are you today?
In Omagh, Northern Ireland.
Omagh, Northern Ireland. Hello. How can I help?
I went to see Twilight last night.
Went to see it last night? What time?
At midnight.
I love your dedication. So you were, was it really busy at midnight?
Well, I was first in line, so I was.
You got the very first ticket, did you?
Yeah, I was first in the queue.
What time were you queuing from?
Pardon?
What? How long did you have to queue to get to be there first?
We went at like 9 o'clock.
9?
Yeah.
I love it. What cinema was this?
There's like a certain amount over.
Okay, so that must have felt pretty good to get the first ticket for the first showing.
Yeah, definitely.
Who did you take? Who did you go with?
Like a whole group of my friends.
Amazing, okay. And you'll be seeing it again when?
Hopefully tonight. I'm going to go to the late one.
I love it, you see? Twy yeah. hard. okay, cool. And is it any good? Don't tell me what happens because loads of people haven't seen it and they're on the way there now.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Better than you hoped?
Yeah, but everyone was screaming and it was really good.
Okay. Hello to Meg and Molly, who are going to watch it now. And they've got lots of sweets with them. And Tash and Heather and Bethan and Rosie on their way to watch New Moon now. My friend watched it last night at 12, like you. Jessica and Rianne from Derby have been on. I'm so excited. 8 o'clock tonight, we're watching the beautiful Robert Pattinson, Good Times, Bring on the Weekend. I like it that people are texting with what times they're going to see it as well. Thanks for that. I like a good cinema listing.
Well, you know, you need all the details, don't you?
Okay, well, have a good time tonight and enjoy it just as much as you did last night.
Okay, thank you.
Love you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. I'm quite excited. There's a new pound shop opening near me this weekend.
Right.
Now it's
isn't that two then in a very near vicinity of each other?
Yeah, and it's great because I've been going past it every night on the way home from Radio 1, and they've been stocking it up, and I'm like, yes! Very exciting. I've just watched the shop get fuller and fuller of stuff for a pound all week.
Okay. What's going to be your first purchase?
I've seen some de-icer, actually, in the window that I would quite like.
Is it cold enough for that yet?
Yeah, and also I don't have a car.
I thought you didn't have a car.
It's a pound.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Give it as a Christmas present?
Probably. I love pound shops. You
if
know
I
me,
get
I
that.
Love a bargain. What?
Nothing. I said, if I get that, I'm not going to be happy.
I would laugh a lot if you gave you
I prefer no present to de-icer.
It's like when I bought that carpet cleaner off QVC and then I realised I had wood floors.
Did you give that as a Christmas present to everyone?
Had some wine.
All right. Yes, you had. Then.
Yeah. Those are the dark days.
Mm-hmm.
Early breakfast. The best thing about the new pound shop, though, is guess who's opening it and making a celebrity appearance.
Is it you?
No.
Oh, that would have been good.
And Diamond.
No.
Anthony Costa.
No, but you're near with the Anthony.
Anthony. Wattle
Cotton.
Thompson.
No, Anthony Cotton.
Yeah.
Of Coronation
yeah.
Street, plays Sean.
Yeah.
You're right.
No.
Absolutely. I'm going to pop down tomorrow, say
Chappers
hello, shake his hand.
Will be there too now.
No.
Do you think there'll be a queue?
What, to meet Anthony Cotton?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm quite excited.
Why is he?
I don't know, he's all over the shop window.
Right.
He's going to be joining in the celebrations, it says on the big poster.
Okay. So you get an autograph, will you?
There's a massive poster of him with pictures of, like, balloons.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be one heck of a party.
It's going to be great. So I'm going to pop down tomorrow afternoon. I also noticed that they're
You're
doing...
You're going to spend your Saturday afternoon...
I might come too, actually.
Watching
sounds quite good.
Watching
yeah.
Anthony
you know you
Cotton
to.
Open a pound shop. That's how you're going
to
spend your Saturday
It'd be really
afternoon.
Be a really cheap ribbon that he has to cut.
Becky, you know you want to
I'm
come.
I'm so going to be there.
Yeah. Oh, no, someone's... I thought I'd seen you in the Morrisons next door. Rubbish. Okay, I might see you there tomorrow, then.
You can get de-icer for 79p, apparently.
The best thing is that they're running a Anthony Cotton lookalike contest...
Are they?
...on the website. So if anyone looks like Sean off Corrie, Anthony Cotton, do pop down tomorrow to the shop.
Becky's about to say something massively offensive,
I think. You can win a prize.
So it's just going to be him... Are they getting
the lookalikes
to open it because he said no? Or is he
going to
be there with loads of people that look like him?
He's going to be
he's
there.
He's going to be well freaked out if he turns up and there's loads of lookalikes there just waiting for him.
Apparently he opened the one in Belfast too. He's on tour.
He's obviously got a job lot. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We've just had an email from Emma who looks after the pound shop that you said Anthony Cotton was going to be opening.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Apparently it's not happening tomorrow.
No, he's opening it tomorrow.
She says, isn't it? You have the wrong info.
No, there's the lookalike competition that's not happening tomorrow.
So he's opening it tomorrow. The lookalike competition is taking place next Saturday.
Right.
So there are two separate things here. However, the lookalike competition might have to be cancelled because Emma can't find any lookalikes. And then she ends it by saying, maybe you can help. Now, does that mean that you will know Anthony Cotton lookalikes or that you yourself could be an Anthony Cotton lookalike?
I do not look like
Anthony
Cotton.
For one day only. Well, I'm not saying either. I'm just wondering what she's inferring.
Do I look like Sean off Coronation Street?
No, not even if you bleached hair. Chappers might.
Not sorry, that's a that bad thing, a Anthony, if you're listening. I hope he's going to be there tomorrow. Oh, no, he is going to be there tomorrow at my local store, but then the Anthony Costin lookalike competition is the week after.
Okay.
But unless they cancel it.
He's in for a busy week, isn't he?
Yeah, that's a shame that they can't find it. I don't know anyone that looks like him.
Do you reckon you could earn much money as an Anthony Cotton lookalike?
Well, you certainly could open in pound shops by all the emails, the texts are coming in.
God, he's everywhere, isn't he? Mm. Oh, what a shame. They might have to cancel the contest due to lack of interest. Anyway, I settled down in front of the channel Viva last night, mm-hmm. Up Your Viva,
mm-hmm.
And I watched Celebrity Pants Off Dance Off.
What is this?
This is, oh, you weren't here yesterday. It's a show where it's normally members of the public, and it's a simple idea. They just dance to a track, they play the video behind them, and they get like an instrument, something like a bouncy stool or something, and then they dance and take all their clothes off.
Somebody actually put this on telly.
This is an actual channel, just
yes.
Of this?
No, it's a show, which is on Viva, which used to be TMF. Steve's been on, saying, I actually watched Celebrity Pants Off Dance Off as well, only because you were talking about it yesterday.
So normal people do it, and then a celebrity version
we
as
had
well?
We had a normal person on yesterday who'd been on it.
Yeah.
Horsey Why girl. Would you want to do it?
Well, she said she just likes getting her clothes off. That's why she did it.
It was the first ever celebrity one last night, though. Check this out.
Tonight on Pants Off, Dance Off, for one night only, six scantily clad celebrities will take to the floor in a battle of nerves, stamina, and most importantly, nakedness.
Now,
something tells me it's not going to be A-listers.
Do you think?
I don't think Brad Pitt and
no.
Jennifer
well,
Aniston
you say that.
For...
I think you could be in for a surprise.
I think I might even turn this show down. The first person is, of course...
I don't think you would.
Yes, I would. Think you'd be offered.
No.
First person is who else but Brian from Big Brother.
Whenever I get too drunk, I start stripping off. So, to be fair, doing Pants Off Dance Off is a walk in the park for me because I'm just always dancing and always stripping.
Yeah.
People watch this, it's brilliant. I can't wait to see it.
When I hit the dance floor, it's like an abomination. Like, everyone just gets involved because I think some people, it's not about going to a club and just standing by the wall looking like a screw face. It's about getting on there, getting stuck amongst it and, like, feeling the baseline.
Yeah, feeling the baseline.
I think I'll leave the baseline alone if it's all right with you, Brian.
Would you like some Brian Bello pant news?
No, not
you
really.
You can see them on the screen, but he still describes them for you.
I do have lucky underwear, and today I'm wearing my heart ones with the arrows, purely because when I wear them, I feel a bit more like, I don't know, it gives me like special powers. I feel like almost like a Superman.
No, you're still Brian from Big Brother.
But you're still dancing on the telly, half naked, to Blur.
He really enjoyed it, though.
That was just pucker. At the end of the day, I got involved in that bass line. I got involved proper inside of it. I got so deep, I abolished the dance floor. I danced my pants off, on pants off, dance off.
Oh, God, I hope they paid him.
Do you? I'm not sure they would have done, would they?
Well, he's got to pay the rent like everyone else.
Yeah, well, true.
So that was Brian getting down to his pants while dancing to Blur with a pogo stick.
I presume we go to higher on the celebrity.
Who do you think might do it next? Think similar.
Think similar?
Similar level.
Dermot. I'm thinking Big Brother. Oh, similar level?
Yeah.
All right. Not Dermot then. I apologise, Dermot. Similar level. I don't know. Bubble.
No, it's the cheeky girls, of course.
Doing Pants Off, Dance Off, I think it's a crazy thing, I have to say. But we are very glad that we are here and we are going to do it, because we are crazy enough to do it.
Yeah, you are crazy enough.
He's told me they didn't get that kit on.
Yes, they did.
We are great dancers and we have amazing bodies. And we are talented, you know.
Yeah.
Really?
They're talented.
Yeah, they are.
Amazing bodies.
So that was good. Actually, Steve on the text quite enjoyed the cheeky girls bit.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And who could be next, do you think? We have Brian from Big Brother and the Cheeky Girls. Think about it. That's right, it's Paul Danan.
Paul is 31 and single.
I rest my case.
So, Pants Off, Dance Off, it's not something that I'd usually do. I mean, to be honest, I've never really taken my clothes off on TV before.
Like,
but it's dancing to a great track, and I thought, I've got a tan, I look alright, but I'm not exactly Mr. Muscles, but hopefully you won't mind what you see.
And I'm being paid.
Mm. My signature thing when I dance is that I like to do a bit of break dancing.
Oh.
Otherwise, I'll just be body popping.
Right, that's what you want to see on TV.
Paul Danan body popping in his pants.
To Eminem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't, really.
Get involved with the show, people. It's huge. Pants off, dance off.
Paul Danan?
I thought he was quite tiny.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.